You've no doubt noticed that during the season of Easter, we don't have a reading from the Old Testament, as is the usual tradition, but rather from the book of Acts. And Acts is a sort of delivery room account of the birth of the church. And one of the questions that Acts seeks to answer is, why does the church exist? And it's a good question. And it's an important question, first of all, because there is an answer. The church does have a purpose and mission defined by God, and he intends each local expression of the church to recognize and act on it. And secondly, churches which fail to act on their God-given purpose die. They either literally die, but more often than not, they die spiritually. And God blesses us when we act in accordance with his will. Now, I want you to cast your mind back a couple of weeks when we had a reading from the second chapter of Acts. And there we read that the company of first believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, which is the earliest name for the Eucharist, the breaking of bread, and the prayers. So today, the topic at hand is, what is the apostles' teaching? What do you think the teaching consisted of? Or to put it another way, who were they teaching about? And the answer is, of course, Jesus. The first believers listened to the apostles because they were the 11 people who knew Jesus the best. They'd followed him day and night for 3 years. They were firsthand hearers of what Jesus said. They were firsthand witnesses of what Jesus did. They could tell you about his birth because Mary, his mother, was with them. They could tell you about his death, burial, and resurrection because they were all witnesses. And the apostles told these first believers everything they knew about Jesus. And because Jesus was alive, is alive, and risen from the dead, this is not historical trivia, but someone who had come in the present to live and to dwell with them and in their hearts by faith. It was sort of like being in love for the first time. They wanted to know everything about Jesus, and the more they knew and learned about him, the more they got to know the Jesus they loved. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching because they were devoted to Jesus. So in the gospel this morning, we have a chunk of what is called the Good Shepherd discourse. And we read, Jesus says, "He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. A stranger they will not follow. In fact, they will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Now, this gospel is about a shepherd and his sheep. It's about the power of the shepherd's voice. And Jesus is the good shepherd. And notice what the good shepherd does. He leads the sheep out of their pen by calling their names. They know his voice. Now, in the Western world, most shepherding is done by sheepdogs who run around and bark at the sheep until they go where they're supposed to go. But in the Middle East, even to this day, the herding is done not by dogs, but by live human shepherds. And I suspect that the shepherd and the sheep spend so much time together that the sheep see the shepherd not as an outsider, but rather as a sort of funny-looking alpha sheep who always knows where the water is and always know where the greenest pastures are. He calls them and they follow. Now, what Jesus is trying to tell us here is that you and I are like sheep. If we believe in him, we will dwell together, that we will come to know his voice, and we will follow where he leads. So the reason that the believers in Acts devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching is because through that teaching, they heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. Jesus himself is calling and leading his sheep through the teaching of the apostles. I want to draw that connection a little tighter. On the night before he died, our Lord made two solemn promises to the 12. First, he promised them the gift of the Holy Spirit who would live in their hearts. And secondly, he promised that the Holy Spirit would, and I'm quoting from John here, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have said to you. The Spirit will guide you, the apostles, into all truth. The Spirit will not speak on his own. He will speak what he hears. He will bring glory to me by taking what is mine and making it known to you. So Jesus promised the apostles, and only the apostles, that he would guide and lead his people, his sheep, us, directly through his teachings. When the apostles taught, they taught the truth. What is it Jesus says to them? He who hears you hears me. They were handing on what Jesus had revealed to them. The Latin word for handing on is traditio, tradition. The apostles' teaching is the voice of the shepherd passed on to the sheep. Well and good. How do we listen to the teaching of the apostles? They're no longer with us. But in fact, Jesus still speaks. He speaks to us through the church. He speaks to us through those bishops which hold and teach the Catholic faith, that which has been believed by all people at all times, everywhere. He still speaks to us in prayer. He speaks to us through the creeds. He speaks to us through the tradition, both the unwritten tradition and above all in the written tradition, which we call the Holy Scriptures. It occurred to me just the other day, it should occur to me long before this, that every single book in the New Testament was either written by an apostle or approved by an apostle. In the Scriptures we have the teaching of Jesus given to the apostles, given to the church through the Holy Spirit. And it is a living teaching, and it contains all things necessary to salvation. We had a couple weeks ago a royal wedding, and I was thinking back, not from first-hand experience, but I was thinking back to the coronation. And when the monarch is crowned in Great Britain, he or she is presented with the Scriptures, with the words, "Behold the lively oracles of God." Behold the living oracles of God. We hear not only Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, Jude, Peter, James, Timothy, and Titus. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And it is our calling to be devoted to this teaching in heart and mind. Behold the living oracles of God. And without them, we're sort of like a ship without a rudder, a traveler without a map, a sheep without a shepherd. And deaf sheep get lost, they get devoured by wolves, or they get left behind. But a flock, a church, a parish made of faithful sheep who hear and heed their master's voice is led to green pastures and beside still waters. So let us stand and join with the apostles in proclaiming the faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.